Hello, and welcome back to another edition of the Talk Nats podcast. I am your host, Kevin Nibley, and we are sponsored by Old DC Apparel. Head on over to shopolddc.com. They have some cool new releases. There's one for basketball that's been inspired by the Anthony Davis trade, and then there's another one for charity that's... All the profits from it are going to donate to the Washington Post 2026 layoff fund. Sold a few already, passing that off to the GoFundMe, but please buy some of that. Literally every dollar of profit will go to the laid off Washington Post reporters. As always, you can subscribe to us on YouTube at Talk Nats Podcast. That's also our handle on X, and the audio version is available on any major podcast platform. This week's exciting. We're bringing in a guy you all know as national source on social media. His name, real life name, is Frank. His specialty is prospects, farm system, these type of things. So we're going to do a deep dive on the Mackenzie Gore trade, get into who we got back, whether or not we like it, and we're going to get into a little bit more about the farm and what Taboni and Butera are going to be doing with this new group of kids we have as we focus our attention towards spring training in West Palm Beach. So without any further ado, here is Frank, aka National Source. Okay, right now we are joined by Frank, who you all know on Twitter as National Source. Thanks for taking the time to be with us today.
Of course, thanks for having me.
Yeah, so wanted to get into the Mackenzie Gore trade. There's been some mixed reception. Some Nats fans feel like we didn't get enough. There weren't any top 100 prospects at the moment. I've also seen some Rangers fans feel like they gave up way too much. What was your take on that trade? Do you think the Nats got a fair return?
I think it fits into Gore's like value. You know, I mean, they could have gone two different ways. They could have gone with the quality and the quantity that we've heard a dozen times, but I think it really fits into his value. I think they did go the quantity route in this trade. And if you look at the other two trades that were made outside of the Peralta one with the Baz and Cabrera trade, I think it kind of fits more towards the Baz one, but he had a year more of control. And I think it fits his value. And I think we did get a lot back, to be honest. It just might take a couple more years to show up.
Yeah. So of the players that the Nats got back, I mean, obviously, I guess Fien would be the headliner. But, you know, what stood out to you? How do you feel about their turn? How do you feel about the individual players that came back?
I mean, obviously, I knew about Fien. I knew about Rosario. But my mind immediately goes towards the back end of the package. Mm-hmm. So the Yeremy Cabrera, more so in the middle with Fitzgerald. But both of those guys really stand out. Cabrera, he's done a little bit of everything everywhere he's been. He's hit for a little power. He's played solid defense. He's stolen a good amount of bags. So there's a lot to build with there. And I think Taboni saw that and said, I could probably get something out of him. It just might take some time. Fitzgerald, I think there was more of a tie to Taboni than a lot of people realize, because he went to the same school as Roman Anthony. Fitzgerald's dad was Roman Anthony's coach in high school. So I feel like there may have been some more discussions there than we really know about. And there's a lot to like with him as well, especially in a small sample to start the year or to start his pro career. He obviously had a 900 OPS. He hit the ball well, played solid defense. I mean, there's a lot to like there. And Baseball America just said he could be a better prospect than Jett Williams as soon as next year. So if we get to that point, we're talking a top 80 prospect to go along with Fien, who could end up as a top 100 prospect, and Rosario, who's already been a top 50 prospect. So once you start digging into it, you find some things that you can really like about the trade.
Yeah, now let's get into Rosario a little bit. I know he was a top 50 prospect, but he had some arm issues, and I think I don't know if he just had TJ or he's about to get it, right, is the deal.
I think it's coming up like the next couple of weeks or just about to get it.
But yeah, how do you feel about, I mean, cause I, you know, I
don't know too much about him. Obviously, I pulled up the Baseball America page, but I mean, how do you feel about him as a pitcher? How do you feel about that kind of, it's a little bit of a lotto ticket, right? Like, what, how do you feel about Rosario?
I mean, especially with the injury, it's definitely a lotto ticket. But when you look at the numbers he put up in his time in pro ball already, Toboni said himself, it's not, I mean, it's not a prospect you're going to be able to acquire if there isn't something, somewhat of a question when it comes to injuries. And you think back to his time in Miami, I mean, he wasn't that kind of pitcher. He wasn't getting those types of results, at least. So obviously he found something. And everything that his teammates have said, he's a hard worker and he's going to be working to get back. I just, part of me wants to know what happened with the Tommy John. Was it, was it one of those situations where the team says, okay, we can kind of push through this? Or was it something more that we don't know about? And I guess
No,
that'll
that
come out in time.
no, that's interesting because I did look at his, Baseball America, and it looks like he didn't pitch at all last year, but he's getting the Tommy John this year. So something, I guess, just injuries, and then they reevaluated and decided, okay, now you need the surgery, would presumably be what happened
So,
there.
Feenan actually mentioned in a recent interview that he knew him through being at rehab or seeing him at rehab when he was first joining the Rangers. So obviously he was working his way back, or at least working on something. So, like I said, part of me wonders if they were trying to push it through and it just didn't work out, which I mean happens. Obviously, you don't want to waste that time, but I mean, if he comes back healthy, he's going to jump right in there with our Susana and Sakura and guys like that. So just a matter of time.
Definitely. Now, I guess like the theme that I got at least from this trade, because this is Toboni's first real major move. I mean, he made the Harry Ford for Ferrer trade, but this was like the first big one, and it essentially lets us know the. It feels like he's rebuilding Rizzo's rebuild, is my take.
Can't
Do you agree with that? And do you expect the Nats to really try to be competitive in the next couple of years, or do you think they're doing the thing where they're going to wait until 2028 and after a potential lockout or labor issue to really be competitive?
I mean, the way I look at it now, I think we're probably looking 27, 28. I mean, 27 in an ideal world, but there's a roster full of guys that could blossom into stars tomorrow. I mean, Lyle was one of the best hitters in baseball the second half last year. Obviously, you've got James Wood. There's a lot more questions on the pitching side. But the guys he continues to mention in interviews, and I found it interesting, is James Wood and Daylen Lyle. And those are guys with 5 or 6 years of control. So if you're looking at, I don't know, maybe 3 years left of James Wood when the team's really starting to get the wheels going. We could be in a worse spot, to be honest. So it just might take a little more time. And I don't think Toboni looks at it like he needs to show up and pick up where Rizzo left off. He probably looks at the franchise and says, this isn't where I want it to be. We've got the pieces in place at the big league level, but also the farm system. The minute guys like Cruz and Wood graduated, I mean, there wasn't much left. So, with that, and him saying he wants to build a development and scouting monster over and over again, you can't do that unless there's something in that farm to really mold. And that's nothing against guys like Elijah Green and Botero and things like that, but there's not enough of them. Not enough clay to mold, as many have said.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. I mean, when you look at the lineup, there are a lot of intriguing hitters, and obviously an outfield of Wood, Lyle, and Cruz could be something. If Cruz is able to put it together, that could be a pretty great outfield as early as next, this coming season. But and obviously we're flush with infield prospects that are a little farther away. But I guess on the pitching side, how do you feel? I know obviously Sakura got injured, and Susanna's coming back from an injury, I believe, but maybe he's going to play this year, I think. But where are you with the pitchers that we have coming up, and how do you feel about that?
I think we're slowly transitioning from our strong point being the outfield and transitioning into it being pitching. Beyond Susana and Sakura, you've got guys like Clemmie. At the lower levels, guys like Yoel Tejada, Davian Garcia. There's a lot to like in those arms, and as we've all said, it's going to be nice to have someone there that can truly develop them. Mm-hmm. Not that Rizzo and company couldn't develop. They weren't as successful as we'd like, but we're looking at a group that is more of a modern approach. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what you need in baseball now. So it's going to be fun to look at in a few years when you have guys like, hopefully Rosario's back, Susan and Sakura are either have debuted, maybe Clemmy can fix those walk issues, and then we're looking a little better.
Yeah, no, just for the casual fan, when you say a modern approach, what I know obviously they're into analytics. I read mm-hmm. somewhere they're getting the pitching machine that simulates the actual right. pitcher. Yeah, yeah mm-hmm. So what are some, just for the casual fan who might not know so much, what are these modern approaches that Toboni is bringing in?
The way I've looked at it is just access to data and a mm-hmm. lot of it. So if you look, if you can go on social media and you look at any sort of driveline video, they're mm-hmm. looking at spin rates, the axis it spins on, pressure plates, the way the body works, the biomechanics behind it. And towards the end of Rizzo's time here, we started to get some of that technology. I think we started to get guys in-house that could utilize that technology, but it wasn't a huge shift. Mm-hmm. And now it's a huge shift. We've got guys that not only came from organizations that were very successful using that, but also come from places like Driveline and mm-hmm. just other places that use that information and know how to use it. There's cool. a downside to that, which is, are we going to overload these guys with the information? And it's going to take time to see. But only time will tell with that, to be honest.
Cool. Now, I guess one last question before we mm-hmm. get out of here is I've been seeing stuff on social that the Yankees have checked in on C.J. Abrams. There was rumors that the Giants offered a decent package. Mm-hmm. Do you think the Nats are going to trade C.J.? Would you trade C.J. or what are your thoughts on that?
I think this is the point that really tells us where Toboni is. Mm-hmm. Gore, I've said a dozen times, I think he had to be traded. Yep. The risk of yep. keeping him was too much. He could go out to Texas and look amazing, but he ends up getting hurt. And then you're looking at yourself like, why didn't we trade him? Abrams, a guy with 3 years of control. He's a guy that's probably a little less likely to get hurt than an arm. He could go out and have another great first half. Probably doesn't build too much value because we already know he can have a great first half. But then maybe we keep him to the next offseason and he's able to have a great full year. This is where I start questioning, okay, is Toboni think I need to get as much talent as possible and get them in here right away? Or do I need to kind of let a little time happen? I personally don't think he's going to be traded before opening day. With that said, he could be traded in the next hour.
he probably will. He'll probably be traded before this podcast goes up. Yeah. So yeah, that's usually how it works. But yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in upstate New York now, so I have a lot of friends that are Yankees fans, and I've been getting texts all day ever since that C.J. Abrams thing came out. If they do trade him, I don't think it's going to be something that they focus on a specific return. Similar to the Gore trade, I don't think Toboni's in that mindset where it's like, we need a first baseman, we need a pitcher, we need this or that. I really think if he is traded, it's going to be something that returns the most talent. So he can get as much in that farm and get our new front office's hands on all of them.
All right, that was our episode. Thanks again to Frank/Nat Source. Some cool stuff. Had no idea about the Roman Anthony connection there. He had a lot of tidbits that I didn't know, and that's why we have him on. Really great stuff, and we're going to have him back potentially next week. This was a two-parter. We're going to have him back potentially next week, but I will give a little bit of a teaser that we are talking to a few big-name guests, and it's always our policy is when we get a big-name person, we kind of move them to the front of the line and push some of these 2-3-part episode series back in the queue. We'll be back with Frank, if not next week, soon. So yeah, that's our episode. Thanks to Old DC for sponsoring us. Go to shopolddc.com, buy some of those hats to support the laid off Washington Post sports journalists, please. And visit talknats.com. I mean, honestly, it is now the number one place in the entire universe for Nats baseball. And I can say that not even thinking twice. You know, it's very sad what happened to the Post. You know, I think right now Talk Nats is the place. So, you know, please go visit it. So, yeah, that's our episode. And until next time, go Nats.